This episode of Watch What Crappens is brought to you by our premium Patreon sponsors, Kelly Barlow, Cindy Gerson, Mia Hansen Aloha, Chrissy Dougherty, and Madonna Hines. Thank you all.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. Joining me, as always, is the very method podcaster, Ronnie Karam. And I say method because today we're talking about Real Housewives of New York City. And guess where Ronnie is? New York City. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
So not being a housewife, though, I'm staying in this place that's maybe a step above a youth hostel.
Okay.
But they put, like, dance lights everywhere to make it fancier. I'm like, are you kidding me?
So you're in Sonia's townhouse. Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, there hasn't been mold yet, and I have not had brown ice. But I have had to go to 3 different floors to find ice already.
Well, you can find Ronnie at TrashTalkTV.com. That's his site. And also his podcast, Rose Prick's Bachelor Podcast. It's all about Bachelor stuff. And that's
coming back next week.
It's happening. But you know what? Today we are here to talk Real Housewives of New York City, not Bachelor. So why don't we just dive right into this madness,
Make a dive. I told Ben I have, like, you know,
he has a heart
I have
out.
To keep it within an hour because I'm running around today. And so you're like, Bruno, hi, it's Ronnie. Let's do this.
I like speed in. Well, I was, it's funny, when you texted me, today I decided I was going to make a smoothie. I've never made a smoothie in my life, but I have 2 overripe bananas. I was like, I'm going to make a smoothie. So I went down to the store, I got the skim milk, and I had put like half of the ingredients into the blender. And when you texted, it's being like, by the way, I have a heart out. I was like, So I have a suspended smoothie. So it's really not about your heart out. It's about me having my breakfast after this.
Well, you know that whenever we have some kind of time difference and we have to record, I always get it wrong. Last time I was like 3 hours behind. I did the Pacific and Eastern time backwards. So I was like, oh God, did I do it again?
No, everything's fine. I will have my smoothie. I'll be slightly deranged because I'm a mixture of starving and hungover at the moment. So
I am too. And I'm actually in a deranged mood today too. I forgot how many fucking people are in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And it's hot. It was like 90 degrees yesterday.
Jesus.
There's people all up in my face. I'm like, I do not need to be around the unwashed masses. I mean, you really do get spoiled in LA being in a car.
Yeah, exactly. You're around the unwashed, like, non-masses.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm Ben, that's Rondell, and it's appropriate that this episode begins at Bendel's, which is really both of us combined together. Harry Bendel's. It's Ramona. She's shopping with Avery, and she's just bossing Avery around. She's like, you know what? I want you to take your coat off. I don't want you to deal with all the extremes of hot inside and cold outside, Avery, okay?
It's extreme temperatures, okay? Just take it what? The temperatures are extreme, Avery.
Did you notice that they were playing Amy Winehouse music? It was like, broom, broom. Left you downstairs, na, 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 na. I was like, what, is someone drunk? Like, who's drunk? Is it Avery? Is Avery like a secret meth head and is going to lose everything if she doesn't take off her coat? Like, what's happening?
The entire cast is drunk. Then we go over to, because this is like that opening montage thing. So we're seeing like ladies about in the city doing different things. So Luann and Sonia are getting lunch, although Luann's on the phone with some party person. She's probably just talking to the operator. She's like, hello? Oh, yes, I do have a number to ask.
You just hear, For Troy, press 1. I'm trying to think of movies, and Troy is the first thing that came to my mind. She's called 777 Film from, like, early 2000s.
Yes, I would like to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And furthermore, would you believe I'm getting married?
I love her fake conversation, too. What's the name of that
little rock? What's the name of the little plant thing in that stupid movie?
Oh, in Guardians, I couldn't. That was, like, too many... It was like a blue lady and then like a little squirrel that threw nuts at people. I was like, no, this is not.
Would you believe it, raccoon? I'm getting married. While you're saving the galaxy, I'm getting married. Would you believe it?
Guardians of my wedding. If one more girl says a bad thing about my wedding, squirrel.
This is why I don't want to invite you. It'll just have too much drama. A woman who's green, I mean, it's too much for Palm Beach.
Did she not read the dress code? I loved her actual conversation with the person, the fake person on the phone, because she's like, well, I know he's an MC, but does an MC have skills for a wedding? You know, now, it's a sushi rock hostess. She's like, well, will they be able to play New York, New York on a California roll?
Will he be able to build the stage too? He's a carpenter, right? I mean, you said his name is MC Hammer.
Don't people use drills these days? Girls, can you believe it? MC Hammer's here to hammer.
He apparently is actually too legit to quit, so he won't stop till it's over.
You can't even fire the guy. I mean, really.
And he wants us to have some sort of religious session afterwards. He said we have to pray just to make it today. I don't know, girls. Involved MC.
Is that MC Hammer who's on a commercial? There was some old rapper on a commercial yesterday, and I just heard it from the side, and I was like, am I dreaming right now? Yeah. So I was drunk in my room, and it didn't make any sense. It was for, what's the commercial for? Do you remember?
I've seen him on a commercial, but I don't actually know what the product was, so that's a failure on that ad agency's part.
It's like liquid nails or something. Okay, sorry. So I'll talk about hammering all day.
Yeah. So, okay. So they're getting ready for their lunch. And meanwhile, Dorinda and Bethany are shopping. This is, I think, their second time trying to shop since the Home Goods disaster. And Dorinda's stressed. She's stressed because she has a charity event coming up and she's disorganized as usual, John.
I know. They walked into this place and I was like, why would you bring Bethany to a place with so many white couches when last time she almost bled out? You know? It's like you'd think Dorinda would learn her lesson.
I know.
Okay, Shirley, it's called Dressing for Child Trafficking Quasime. How dare you?
Yeah, she's in there to do her charity. She's going to get her own apartment, but then her other thing this episode was charity.
Yeah. Charity. Yeah, she's Dorinda's big thing is she's going to be redoing her floors, and Bethany's like, oh, you're going to redo your floors? Oh, so what's going to happen? Hannah's going to move out? That's a big deal. You got to move all your furniture out. You're going to move them out? Okay, all right, whatever. I don't get it. It's not a big deal.
Like floors, like you don't just walk on them, you fall on them, you sleep on them. Like sometimes people drop things on them. Like that's serious. You gotta clean them up. Like what are you gonna do? Like floor? Like what? Cement? Like what?
Like cargo? I don't get it. I don't get it. Like I honestly, I'm floored. Will you dance on the ceiling now? Cause you have no floors. I don't get it. Like I don't know, Richie. Someone on Instagram said that we have to stop doing Bethany rants because we're doing them too much. She's like, I love you guys, but it's old. And you say the same thing every single time.
I have never said purgo. So how dare you? I've never gone into a floor rant about Purgo, so yeah. I will take your note and keep it fresh, okay?
My floors are up. See? Different part of the room.
Never like floors. They're always down.
Parquet. What's up with this parquet? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's going in and out of each other? Like what is this, chevron with wood? Like, I don't know. It's like a gas station. Like, I don't get this floor. Like, honestly, put me in a box. Like, honestly, like, kill me right now, and I'll just be lying on the floor dying.
Floors are down. Oh, God damn it. Floors were always down. Just don't talk to me.
Literally, now that I'm in real estate, like, I realize that, like, there's so many things beyond walls to deal with. Like, literally, I can't.
If these walls could talk, they'd be like, thank God I'm not a floor, because they're always down. Like, seriously? Cheer up, floors.
If these walls could talk, they'd be like, thank you for not walking all over me. Okay, thank you for not being, like, thank you for, like, not dancing on me like the ceiling or walking on me like the floor. Like, literally, just let me be up and around you and protect you from everything. Like, literally, just kill me now. Kill me now with, like, some drywall.
I love doing the podcast on the floor from a hotel room because I couldn't get my mic clamped to anything. So I'm holding my mic like I'm doing like a Robert Goulet set in a dinner theater. I'm like, hello.
I like to think of you. Are you lying down on the floor? Is that what you said?
No, I'm just sitting leaning on the bed with the microphone in my hand and my underwear.
I was imagining you like lying on the floor, like Days of, what is it, Wine and Roses or something like that. Yeah, like American Beauty, roses coming off, flowers coming off of you.
I'm so in touch with flooring because I'm on it. I'm like, seriously, it's like youth hostel flooring.
You're like, listen, lady on Instagram, we respect what you have to say, but I'm on a floor right now, and if I am not allowed to have a floor moment when I'm in a floor in New York City. If I cannot have a New York City floor monologue, then this relationship is over.
So it's a wasted trip, people. Okay, so then we cut back, and let's see. Dorinda is talking about moving, blah, blah, blah. And Bethany's really trying to plug her new flip show with Frederick.
She's bought, like, an enormous place in Soho. She's like, yeah, I'm really into real estate now. Like, suddenly I'm into real estate. Isn't that crazy? Like, I suddenly love it. I got the itch for it. It's, like, the one thing that I'm good at. I'm like, hey, you're actually good at a lot of things, Bethany. You're good at almost everything you do. And second of all, we know that Bravo was like, hey, do you want to do a real estate show with you and Frederick? It's not like it was like a sudden impulse.
Yeah, just make sure you're really good at house flipping and cartwheels. That's all you'll need for this session. All right, I'm in. Seriously, right. I'm in.
Yeah, like,
seriously. So then we cut back to Ramona and Avery. And now Avery's trying on these sunglasses. And Ramona's like, oh, my God, look at those sunglasses. They're cool. I should wear them. And she's like, Mom, you're like, these are for young people. What are you saying? I'm like a cool mom, okay? Like, all your friends call me best friend mom. Like, I'm totally cool. Do I look good in these glasses? Do I?
When are we going to spring break, okay? I am sad because Avery is starting to develop Ramona-isms. She's starting to get some of the body language, like the herky-jerkiness, and like the shoulder movements and the head bobs. I mean, it's a beautiful thing seeing the mother passing down her traits to the daughter, but it's also like, oh no, Avery, you're becoming your mom.
Her spastic tics.
Yes.
what a thing to pass down. It's like I got the webbed feet from the Lebanese people. Like, I didn't get the management of money or any of that good stuff. Poor Avery.
Well, Avery, the one thing she did not get from her mother is her lack of tact or social awareness, because Avery is trying to teach her mom like how to deal with Bethany, and you know, because Ramona's like, you know, I told Bethany, you know, what do you like out of your girlfriends? Do you like to share with them when things are good, or do you clam up like a cold bitch when things are bad? What do you like?
And I don't understand why she's mad.
And Avery's like, Mom, well, you can't do that. That's like a side attack, a side attack. Oh, I didn't think it was a sword attack. I think it's being a good friend. I'm sorry.
And also she goes, Mom, it's not just how you say it, it's your body language. She's like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, you almost hit your own daughter in the face two times with your shoulder right now. That's what she means. It's like terrifying.
I find the best way to disarm someone is to pretend to be an inflatable thing in front of a used car dealership. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's up with you treating your friends like bitches? Whoa. Cool, Mom.
What, so you can only be nice? You can't ask a question about bad things? I wasn't like that in my divorce with Mario. You know, I didn't cry when Page 6 told me that. Oh, wait, I did. Never mind. Moving on.
So then Luann and Sonia are now at lunch. I'm surprised Sonia agreed to it because it was not Cipriani's. And they are chatting and about the Ramona situation. Luann's like, well, you know, I told Ramona that she should go talk to Bethany because, you know, it's so awkward. They're seeing each other, not speaking. And Sonia's like, big mistake, Lou. I mean, because you can't. Bethany needs space. You have to wait for her to come back to you. She's like a cat. You know, you got to build back your trust.
Or she'll rip up your couch for no reason.
Yeah,
exactly. That probably Kennedy gave you.
Yeah. And I love that Sonia's like, you know, you can't send Ramona over there. You know, she's so awkward. You know, the way she is.
Because she does things like this. She's saying, what about your porn? What about your baby? What? You can't ask about her porn career and her baby. Those are two things she's very sensitive about.
Then we cut to Bethany and Dorinda talking about Ramona. And Bethany's like, seriously, I'll be cordial. I'll be nice. Like, I'll be like an ice cream sundae cordial. Like, totally nice. Like, put a cherry on top. Like, seriously, I have nothing to say. Like, if she doesn't want to eat me, she doesn't want to eat me. If she doesn't like it, I'll drain myself out of the cup.
You know, I'll be like Friendlies. You know, like Friendlies. You know, and I'll be like a peanut butter cup sundae from Friendlies, because that's what I am. I'm friendly. I'm friendly, but I'm cold. You know what? Like a friendly sundae. That's it. You know what? Like, honestly, if she like tries to come for me, honestly, I'm just going to like sail out of there like Fudgy the Whale. You know, she's a big cookie bus. Honestly, I can't. Like, it's like too many cookies. Like, what's a cookie crumble in between? There's like so many layers of ice cream. You know what? Just give me like a little Dairy Queen, because you know what? There's so many Dairy Queens here. You know what I'm saying? Dairy Queen, get it? Get it.
She comes in here acting like a Halo top, and I'm like, seriously? You just left chalk all over my mouth, okay? Don't act so innocent.
You know what she is? She's an It's It, you know? She's It, and she's It. She's It's It. She's like Cousin It without the hair, but just ice cream form. You bite into from San Francisco.
So then we get to skip to, oh, wait. Avery. Well, then, oh, so then we get some Avery advice. She's like, Mom, look, you and Bethany have been together for a long time. You're in the same social circle. So just step up and, you know, be the bigger one. And Ramona goes, why do I always have to be the bigger one? Name one time, yeah, literally ever, please.
It's called body dysmorphia.
Yeah, it's like when you picked Avery up from, yeah, like when you picked Avery up from preschool and you were literally bigger than everybody there. It's like, yes, the only time.
Yeah. So then we go to the most happening spot in all of New York City, Boutique, spelled B-E-A-U-T-I-Q-U-E. That's where all the happening man and saliva is. And
that's where the sex dungeon is, the kitchen. Yes. I mean, Ramona went in there at one point and was like, hoi, boys, steak, okay? And then she sticks her tongue out and, like, licks her top teeth. Gross.
Yeah,
okay?
Like, I'll show you a tall drink of water. Hey, that's what I do. I literally order a tall drink of water to remind men that I'm a tall drink of water, okay? In fact, she actually...
Is that what she said?
Well, no, she didn't, but I put it together right now. So she and Tinsley are there, and she's giving Tinsley advice. She goes, whoa, this is what I drink now, okay? I'd like a tall glass of water, but in a stem glass with a straw, with very light vodka, like a half a shot on ice, with club soda, three limes, and a straw, and another tall wine glass, okay?
That's my new thing, okay?
And by the way, that was a direct quote. I was not going on like a little thing. That was actually a quote from the show.
I love that that's her new thing. Three glasses in front of her at all times. And then she was consistent, because when they brought her a drink later, she's like, I need three limes, like seriously, and another glass, and then a glass of water.
My mother always said, you always want to have three limes because you never want to rely on a man to bring you that third lime, okay?
Well, talk about Lyme disease. I'm writing a book. It's called I Believe Me Too. Hey?
Believe Me Too. Well, Yolanda, this is
Yolanda
crazy.
Has one limes. I have three. Hey?
And mine are older than her old limes. Well, this is crazy. This reminds me of when I was a little girl. I once got locked out of the house, and I found a lime, and I tried to shove it in the lock. And then Geraldine Parsons-Smith came over and said, what the hell are you doing? And I said, I thought it would work. It's a key lime. And she said, no, you stupid girl. That's a different kind of lime. And to this day, I've never had key lime pie. Okay? I'm sorry, but I think that pie is déclassé.
This is a backup story. I never ended up getting in the house.
This is a backup story. This is the DVD liner notes, okay? This is the director's audio commentary. I never got in the house.
That's okay? When I moved away from the Berkshires, okay? The key lime pie wouldn't open the back door.
Who wants a pie made out of keys anyway, okay?
It's bad for your digestion. That's why you should always have a tall glass of water next to your drink with three limes and a backup glass, because you never know what's going to happen.
It's easy to swallow the keys, okay?
Fucking Ramona. Sometimes these notes get so crazy that this one I highlighted and bolded and underlined. Just okay. Her new drink. It was just because it was so funny. No, the one we
oh.
just did.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to announce
talk about Ramona.
Well, because she does have more crazy things. Because then she's like, okay, Tinsley, let me give you some tips. As if Tinsley Mortimer needs dating tips from Ramona. I'm sorry. Tinsley's, you know, she's hot and she's a socialite. She knows what she's doing. So Ramona's like, okay. Gyms are a great way to meet a guy. Also, steak restaurants. Always sit at the bar, because if you sit at the table, it's a little harder, okay? And just remember, Ruth's Chris. Ruth is not a woman, okay? That's just a name. You can go in there. Chris does not belong to Ruth, all right? You can go in there and get a man, okay?
If you meet a man named Chris, he's not attached just because his name is attached in the title, okay?
Whoa, Peter Luger. He's not alive, okay? He's not a real man. He's just a steakhouse, all right? I'm sorry.
And who wants to date a Luger anyway? I mean, spitting is gross.
And she's like, I'm always smiling and approachable. So if I'm at the bar, I look over at someone and then I take a drink from my straw like this. And she's like moving her shoulder and like bowing her head and bringing it back up.
Yeah, she says, I always say, excuse me, I could really use a glass of water, please. And then a glass on the side and then a glass with some limes to put in the limes and then a glass full of straws. And then I kind of face the guy and I say, hey, how's your night going? Okay.
If he only has one glass, I know that he's not my kind of guy.
It depends how many straws he has in his glass, too. And if the straws have those circular things, you know, when it goes around, like a shape like a heart, then I know he's really in love with me, okay?
Oh, my God. Fucking Ramona's making me cough. I'm like, bleh! I'm like hack laughing.
So then that's when Ramona and Tinsley go to the back room. And, they, you know, to go to the back room, you have to go to that kitchen. And that's when she's like, smells good, guys.
Yeah.
They're all like,
smells good. Not as good as you would coming out of me. My bright guys, they're like, oh, boo. Go back to the front.
Boo. When is my application for sir going to be approved? I need to transfer. Chef Joe, boo. Please.
Eat a dick, Diana.
So now they're in the back room, and now they're checking out the cute guys. And Ramona's like, look at that guy. He's cute. They keep on like pointing to like a gay guy. He's cute. He's cute. But then Tinsley meets Chad. And so Chad is cute, and Tinsley goes up to him. And I like Tinsley's version of flirting. She starts to stroke both of her curls. She's like, these are my iconic hair pieces, so I'm just going to stroke them and draw attention to my iconic hair.
She's like, don't get lost in my curls. So she's talking to this like 23-year-old guy named Chad. Now, I know that he's 23, but he's also in a really nice suit. And he's at Boutique, which means he's in the financial district doing something, making a lot of money. And at that point, does age really matter?
No, exactly. Yeah, I think he's clearly some sort of associate at an iBank, or he's trying to get into – he's obviously not like an associate at a law firm because he's 23, so that's too. I mean, he might be like a summer associate. No, but it was the winter. Yeah, so he's probably just some young guy fresh out of Villanova who is working at like whatever Bear Stearns is these days, since Bear Stearns no longer exists. Morgan Stanley. Oh,
yeah.
Now it all makes sense. Morgan's.
I feel like that guy totally makes a lot of money and has a very strong opinion about the new little girl statue standing in front of the bull on Wall Street. I mean, that's the guy you pin down, okay?
I feel like he has a lot of money, and he's really excited to go to Dave Matthews at the Meadowlands this summer.
I'm in. I'm totally in for that guy. I'll just be at the hot dog stand anyway. Like, pay my rent. I'm there.
Yeah. So she's flirting with Chad, and Sonia is already cock blocking, and she's like, he's not on the list. He doesn't meet the list qualifications, because they had that scene a few episodes ago where it's like Tinsley was going to date a man who was her age or older, and yada, yada, yada. And this guy already has failed Sonia's rigorous testing.
The list. Sonia, you have mold in your house. You have brown ice, and I think you still have no hot water. Yeah. So how about you just make that list, stick to it? Also, you're dating a fucking young 20-year-old French guy and an old man who's impressed with your 100-year-old napkins.
Yes. So then Ramona and Sonia then come over and do what they do best, which is cock block. And Ramona, she starts moving in on Chad, and she's like, she said, I said, if you want to meet a man, make eye contact. And that's what she did. Did she not? She learned from me, Chad.
And she goes, okay, bye, little one. I'm going to leave now. And he's like, oh, you're leaving? And she's like, see, it works. I said, if you leave really fast, then they want you. See, look at him. Look at him. Watch me go.
So then Sonia is now trying to move in on Chad. And so she brings over some 45-year-old dude who looks bored and unpleasant. And it's like, here, Tinsley, I found a guy for you. Hi, Chad. And she just starts rubbing up on Chad.
That poor guy, the other one, he's like a short, balder guy. Also extremely cute. But I mean, next to Chad, it's like they got the valet outside. She's like, here, this guy can park cars. This one's for you, Tins. And that poor guy, everybody just ignored him, literally turned their backs to him and kept hitting on Chad. And that poor guy was just standing there with no smile on his face, like, bitches, you don't think this happens to me every goddamn night of my life? He's going to murder Chad one day.
Yeah, he will. He's like, I am the CEO of a company and I'm still getting treated like this.
Yes. I've got a 12-inch dick, and I make like $500,000 a year. Chad is my intern, and he still gets more than me.
I feel actually bad for the women in New York City, because if these are like the guy, if you are like in your late 30s, early 40s, and these are the guys that you have to deal with at Boutique, that's sad. Because, you know, in L.A., the 43-year-olds do not look like that. They don't look like that at all. So we're going to talk
about this. They look like a Jennifer Leather convertible. They're just no. They're just more stretched and tanned.
Well, so we'll talk about this on the bonus episode, but last night I went to this OK magazine party, and Eddie Cibrian was there, and he's got to be probably like 44 by now, right? 44, 45. Now, I know not everyone is Eddie Cibrian, and not everyone like in L.A. looks like Eddie Cibrian, but Eddie Cibrian is proof that you can look, you can be 44 and be fine as hell. Oh my God.
Did he cheat with anybody? Did you catch him cheating with anybody or flirting?
Tried to make it happen, but more on that in the bonus episode.
I want to come out with little stickers that you can put on something that has like a little GPS that you can track with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I were at that party, I would have put a little sticker on his back, like a kick me, but with the GPS in there, just so I could know who he's cheating with now. I find that guy so hot.
He is hotter than he's ever been. He's someone who is getting hotter as he gets older. And that's what I'm saying. I feel bad for, you know, someone like Tinsley who, you know, she wants to find... She deserves an Eddie Cibrian type. But instead she gets, you know, Jose Ferrer over here, you know? Rest in peace.
Chad was so cute. Oh, my God.
But Chad was
so
cute. Now, Chad was
this
very
whole,
cute.
This whole episode is basically all the ladies being extremely uncomfortably horny.
Yes.
I mean, uncomfortable for us. I was like, okay... After the first couple of scenes, I was like, oh, this is a funny, like, dating thing. And then it was minute 40, and I'm like, it's still happening.
Yeah, yes.
Why is it still happening?
Yeah, pretty much. So finally, Tinsley gets a moment alone with Chad, and she finds out that he's only 23, which is crazy. But she's like, fuck it, and she starts making out with him anyway. And it's like, you get it, Tinsley. You do it.
Yeah, she's... like on camera make out, and it was long. They just kept going. The camera crew was like, do we still have to work? It's like, this is never going to stop. There was like five different cuts of them making out.
I feel bad for that camera crew, because I feel like when they're in that back room of Boutique, they're in like the upside down of Stranger Things, you know? Like, it's just sort of like icky and gross, and you feel like something might just come and eat you up.
And her name is Ramona.
Where's Will?
So Bethany trying to fuck people who need a job. Just kidding. Bethany's really horny for sad women who need work. Just kidding. Yeah. Is Bethany's at the Rainbow Room for her?
Before Bethany at the Rainbow Room, there's another scene.
Sorry, next morning. Scrolling.
I know you are a very aggressive scroller. This happens quite often.
Because I'm trying to be good at like moving along with myself, so I scroll and I scroll while we're talking instead of after.
I just delete as we talk. It's much easier.
No, that's so smart. I want to have my notes forever. When I'm an old lady, I want to sit down and be R H O N Y 9.7 Beth O M G. You're gonna make me croy.
You know, like I see the value in that, because I found some notes from like 2014 from Real Housewives of Atlanta, and they made no sense to me, but they're really hilarious. They were, you know, they said things like, I literally have them right here. They say things like, Phaedra, I don't have time to parent anyone but my children. Then to Apollo, be quiet so I can talk, please. Or Peter, I have four baby mamas and I never called any of them bitch. So classy. See, it is kind of fun to go back to the old notes. But that being said, I just delete as I go. So, for instance, right now it's the next morning, and it's at Sonia's place. Sonia's putting in a skinny girl coffee capsule into her Keurig thing, and Tinsley comes in, and or Tinsley was doing that, and Sonia comes in, and she's all furious because Tinsley ruined a leaf. There's some sort of like desiccated leaf that had been left in the bathroom in a vase of brown water, and Sonia's like, "You ruined the leaf! You ruined it! You didn't take care of it like I said you would." She's like, "It was already dead when you gave it to me."
Yeah, that's not how houseplants work, Sonia. She just cut off a big leaf from a houseplant and put it in water.
Yeah,
and she's like, "I can't believe you killed this leaf! Like, you've only been here this amount of time, you've already killed the leaf." And Tinsley's like, "Do you have any sweet and low or something like that for the coffee?" And she goes, oh, What are you asking me that for? You're supposed to go to a restaurant, and when you see sweet and low, you put it in your purse.
Two rules of restaurants, okay? You take the sweet and low and the equal, you put it in your purse, and if they have a plant, you take a clipping and you put it in a vase at home. Two rules.
You'll notice the fern from Boutique is really blooming in the attic.
Yeah, so anyway, it's more of just Sonia just being passive-aggressive of Tinsley, asking her to come home and yada yada, being, you know, finding little things that she can dig at her, like, you know, sugar issues. Like, you went to the beauty parlor and you got up and you had breakfast but you didn't have time to get sugar. Stuff like that.
Well, Tinsley is I see a couple of future issues with her. A, Sonia's the slut on this show. And if anyone is going to go to Boutique and start making out with some 20-year-old, it's going to be her. So she's not going to like that. B, later we get Tinsley on a date, which is that typical Carol date. Like, I'm bowling. What? Like this young,
yeah,
you know, date where she's at a trendy bowling place and she's screaming like she's like, ah! Like she's 15. That is Carol's storyline, okay? Doing young things with a young person. What are you going to do next? Just start, like, shaking your shoulder when you're arguing like Ramona or, you know.
It could happen. Ordering like three glasses of water in champagne flutes with straws and limes.
Since he's like, this is my thing. Curled hair and three glasses. Damn.
That's my new thing. So now we finally get to Bethany going to the Rainbow Room. She's there for this charity thing called Dress for Success. And we finally meet Dennis, the boyfriend, the famous boyfriend who was on call for the reunion last season. And I like the way Bethany described him. She goes, you know, I've known him for like 30 years and I never thought about him as attractive or anything like that. I just thought of him as, you know, just like Dennis. It's like, wow. What a love story.
Well, she had a pretty sneaky way of getting this story in, because we've talked about the gossip and how I stalked the Instagram to find out who this woman was that was married and that it was in Bethany's friend group and all this stuff. And, you know, of course, I think I'm like Detective Rondell, the number one Detective Rondell ladies agency or whatever. And she kind of went through all that really fast. She's like, well, you know, I knew him when I was, like, younger. He was dating my friend. I didn't even think of him as anything else. You know, it was just, like, some guy dating my friend or whatever. And then he got a divorce from his wife. And then he called me. He was like, I've always liked you. You know, maybe we can have a date. And so, you know, thankfully I was free and clear. Nobody was still married. And, you know, it wasn't, like, stepping on anybody's toes or anything. It's been great. It's like, whoa.
That's a great way of getting a lot of crap off your plate in less than a paragraph. Good for you, girl.
It's called laying pipe. Yeah, so Carol...
Laying pipe.
That's what they say in the writers' rooms. Laying pipe. So Carol shows up, and you know, it's just like a charity scene, and then Bethany is addressing the crowd. She starts to cry. She's like, oh wait, I realize I haven't cried this season yet. Okay, all right, I'm gonna cry right now. Right in front of you.
Supposed to be about strong women. Like, I'm seriously not even strong right now. But what are these things coming out of me? Tastes like salt. Like, seriously, I don't even eat salt. Where'd that come from?
It was basically like a nothing scene. And then we go to commercial, and I have to mention this. There was a commercial for some new candy that looked delicious. It's called Toffee Fae. And I was like, Toffee Fae, is that a new housewife? Oh, you no, have to be my friend Toffee Fae.
It's what Faye Resnick has turned into. She's now just a piece of toffee. Like, Faye officially went too far, and now she's just a piece of toffee trying to solve organized closets in Beverly Hills.
Explains why she has a sugar daddy, right? Wasn't there a candy called Sugar Daddy?
There's sugar babies.
Was it sugar baby? I thought it was something called like daddy, where it was like brown is on a stick. Sugar babies.
That's a sugar baby. Yeah. Well, they're little. They look like raisinettes, but they're like a really super sugary caramel, and then. They also have the sticks, like the square sticks, sugar baby square sticks.
It's called Sugar Daddy Caramel Pops. I think the sugar babies are the babies and the daddies are the sugar dad. Yeah, it's called Sugar Daddy.
Oh my God, Ben, you just taught me something new. I'll be right back. There's the Dwayne Reed downstairs.
Yeah, I just made a very, I made a witticism about sugar daddies and Faye Resnick. But since we compared Faye Resnick to toffee, and I thought was a very good witticism. And if only I had been more confident in my awareness of what a sugar daddy actually is.
If only I hadn't fucking ruined it.
You didn't ruin it. I couldn't remember because I haven't had a sugar daddy. The last time I had a sugar daddy was like probably when I was like in third grade.
I had a sugar daddy in a waiting room a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, my teeth literally hurt. I'm too old for this.
I haven't seen haven't seen a sugar daddy in ages.
I think they come in Costco multi-candy packs. There's like, okay, we have really one expensive them. Candy and then like 20 really cheap candies.
Anyway, Faye Resnick has a sugar daddy because she's talking now. Anyway, Tokyo Faye. So when we come back,
Carol and Adam are rock climbing.
Damn it, the one housewife that I couldn't use a sweet tart segment.
She had a... I can't think of a good
doesn't
candy.
Work, right? I was totally waiting for...
She's totally a smarty.
A sweet tart, and then I couldn't do it.
What's that one candy? You know what? I think it describes their relationship. Good and plenty.
I feel like she's probably a Wrigley's gum, because it's like classic, right? Uh-huh. And then you eat it, and the taste is gone after like 2 minutes. And you're like, God damn it.
I think their candy is the candy that represents their relationship is a Rolo, as in Radzwills only live once. Hey. Rolo.
That is so incredibly stupid and amazing.
Do you remember the Rolo commercials where the statue would like eat it and be happy? Anyway.
Rolo. So,
Rolo.
Rolo, right? Time to go mountain climbing. Right? Rolo.
So they're on this double date with this rock climbing young couple.
Yeah, the girl, I called her like she Rami Malek.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, she looks like a young, yeah, sub yep. CW, what am I
if trying Rami to Malek, CW? Yeah, if Rami Malek transitioned, it would be this girl.
And Carol's doing that whole, like, we're just girlfriends, let's talk about boys.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel because apartment, we're not moving forward. Do you know what I'm saying, girl? And she's like, uh-huh. Well, maybe you guys just need, well, here's how I think. Like, I'll wear sexy underwear and then do the backwards.
It's like, whoa, whoa. Okay, girl, talk over. Girl, talk over.
She's Carol's like,
I'm just concerned because when I told Adam that I think our relationship should move onwards and upwards, he literally took that as we have to go rock climbing. I don't want to go that upwards.
So she's rough. First of all, Adam's dye job is hilarious because now he has like his Food Network hair where he's like, it's still mom hair, but now it's highlighted.
Sensible and I laugh mom hair. Yeah.
Yeah. I laugh. It's like, I'm a mom, but that doesn't mean I can't be sexy at night on date night with my husband.
Yes.
You know, that kind of hair. And
so he rock climbs.
And then, oh my God, my leg's asleep. I'm going to die. And then he rock climbs. Oh, and then Carol. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's all happening right now. Oh my God.
Why do I always have to be the one with the broken leg?
Like literally, my walls are up. My legs asleep. My walls are up. Honestly, like don't make noise. Okay. You're going to wake up the baby leg.
So she does it. She gets to the top, and then she starts doing that girl thing on dates where they're like, I'm just a girl. I can't be doing this. I'm so scared. Nah. But she's like, oh, is this hard? Oh, I can't do. And it was like Marge Simpson doing a little girl's voice and screaming. It was the most awkward and beautiful thing I've heard on this show this season.
Yeah. So then. In across town, over at Bullmore Lanes, Tinsley's on her date with Chad, where Chad gets ID'd, which is funny, and Tinsley didn't. She's like, how are you doing? Whatever. She just made a noise.
She tried to be, she's like, how could you? You didn't ID me. And the waiter's like,
Yeah, girl. I've seen that signature curl for about 21 years now, so I know how old you are.
I could read your rings like a tree, girl.
So they bowl. Tinsley is surprisingly excellent at bowling. And she gets like strikes and spares and all that stuff. And then, but I think that her flirting game, her macking on game could use some work because she's like, here, eat this chip, Chad. And she like stuffs a chip into his face. And while he's chewing, she just comes in and starts making out with him. And he's like, whoa. One thing at a time. It's like, I'm like a bird. It's like
my mouth doesn't even know what to do right now. It's trying to digest your tongue. Give it a minute. Let me at least swallow this. Yeah, she's doing that thing where she's like, like trying to, because you know it's awkward when you're on a date with a 23-year-old. So you're like, I remember how to be 23, and then you start doing it, but then you just look like a crazy person.
Yeah.
So we got that from both Carol and Tinsley this week.
So then we go over to some other place that's not boutique, but it might as well have been boutique, because it's Ramona with her cougar friends, Missy and Kathleen. And I already love Kathleen because she's like a waspy Leah Thompson, and she just tells the woman, "Ladies, are we circulating?" It's like, ooh, Kathleen, get it.
Was she the one in the clown ruffle shirt? I loved her too.
Yes.
And she did look exactly like Leah Thompson. That's a good call.
Yeah, waspy Leah Thompson in a ruffle shirt.
Ramona's like, "It's so good to be here with you ladies, because, like, look, a guy sent us drinks and he's so polite. Like, he sent us all 3 glasses of things, you know? Some guys only sent you 1 single glass, you know? And being out with you girls, like, it shows me. It's different than my other friends. Like, you've got Luann marrying a cheetah. You've got Sonia, God knows what she's doing, you know, having sex with children while she's trying to get old men who like napkins up with her. Then you've got Carol, who I don't even know what she's saying half the time. She talks like a crypt keeper. And then you've got, so she's just knocking everyone down the list."
Exactly, as she accumulates 1 glass. Glass after wine glass. Whoa, I'm going to do a Lexus commercial. Put all these glasses in a pyramid and see if they fall over when I start the car, okay? So I like Kathleen. She's so passive. She's like, "You know, I really admire Luann because she's just diving into this relationship without a care in the world. And I think it's wonderful. You know, the odds are against her with what everyone's saying. You know, I think women who are like that, who just have blinders onto the world, are interesting. I think she's so interesting. And I really, really admire her for making such a foolhardy decision and really committing to it."
I mean, it's like Pinocchio. He's a hero. And what did he do? He lied a lot, ended up inside of a whale. Did he let the whale just digest him? No. He lit a candle and he started thinking about the decisions he was making in his life, and he made the best out of it. I mean, what a hero.
I mean, look, Pinocchio made friends with a cricket. I mean, isn't that wonderful? Luann could do the same. I mean, she's practically half donkey.
And then the other one, she's like, "Well, I wish that Tom would have told me, because when I was dating Tom," and Ramona's like,
"This is Missy.
No, you didn't, girl. Oh, no, girl. Oh, snaps. Because that's so true, because she was dating Tom, and she told Tom, like, you could do whatever you want, but just be honest with me. Am I the only one in your life?" And Tom said, "Yes, you're the only one." And then she walked in on Tom and Luann. Backgammon lesson. So uncomfortable.
Checkmate. As they say in backgammon, checkmate. So, Missy was dating Tom. Missy is the one that Ramona was talking about all last season. And so clearly Ramona's like, "Okay, you have to come on camera because I'm tired of looking like a gossip." And so Missy was like, "Yeah, I was dating Tom, and then I caught him in the van in flagrante, whatever, what's it called? Flagrante something or another." So,
I learned how to say macabre this week, so probably not the best one
what
to
is
ask.
It? It's like flagrant. It's basically the same as red-handed, but it sounds more sophisticated.
But doesn't that mean they were having sex?
Flagrante delicto.
But did she have keys to Tom's house, or did she just go to the Regency?
I think she went to the Regency.
Look, you guys can't hold things against Tom that happens at the Regency. Tom goes to the Regency, and he makes out. That's how he works out.
He can't it's help himself. Exercise. He cannot
everybody
help
knows it. Yeah. I mean, if he cheated on you at a Holiday Inn, that is some shade, and you should divorce him. But at this point, it's like he's going to make out with people at the Regency.
Yeah.
That's it.
So then, speaking of Tom, et cetera, we then go to Luann. She's getting her makeup done. She, you know, talking about what she can do for her wedding. I'm surprised she wasn't like, "Would you believe it? We're having special ice. Vanilla ice. Did you hear about this, ladies?"
They said, "For vanilla ice, press 3. And I did. And he's here. Hopefully the hammer will get here soon so people can actually enjoy it.
I hear that the hammer hurts people a lot. And I said, "Hammer, don't hurt him."
She's getting her makeup done with Victoria, and she's telling us, "Finally, the girls, you know, everyone's off my back finally, even Sonia. And finally, I can just enjoy my new love around my girlfriends, girls. Can you believe it?"
"Could you believe it? Even Tommy Toon is happy for me." So then it's like a nothing scene. And then we go to Dorinda's charity event. Some of the things we see a flashback of the stuff that she arranged, and Dorinda was like, "All right, we got drinks with Luann, we got a night in the book, she is. Ramona is gonna give away one of her yellow plates that looks like sunshine. Tinsley's giving away a curling iron.
Sonia has brought a leaf. Sonia's brought a leaf. Sorry, I was doing Ramona.
I don't know. My voice was just
Sonia's
in a weird
brought
New
me
York
a clipping of a leaf she got from a prince in Afghanistan.
She's also bringing a Ziploc bag full of different sugar packets.
We actually got a crate. It only says pickles on the outside, so I'm not sure what that is.
There's
I'm sure
weird,
it'll be great.
There's a dusty box out back that says computer number 4. I don't know what that is.
I don't know how you could ask Sonia for anything when you're doing a charity event for child trafficking. Like, that's literally what Sonia does.
It's a BlackBerry in a biohazard bag. I don't know what the backstory in that is, but I'm not going to touch it.
So they all show up to support, and the ladies are still, like, trying to fuck everything that moves.
Yeah.
And Bethany is still kind of hating Tinsley. Ramona.
Well, also, Tinsley's like, hi, Bethany. And Bethany's like, hi. And then she just, like, walks away and looks at all the other things. And Tinsley's like,
Yeah, it's like she looks past her. She's like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, you look great. Wonderful. Wonderful to see you. And then, oh, look at that. It's a necklace. I think I saw Sonia wear that. When she said she was giving up a pearl necklace, I mean, you think you never know with that one. But look, it's actually a necklace. Okay. And she just keeps walking. And Tinsley's like, did she notice the curls in my hair?
I kind of wanted Tinsley to be like, you know I've been famous for longer than you, right? You know that I'm, like, the stunt casting, right? I'm actually famous.
And I'm worth, like, literally 9 million of you. So
I went to Lawrenceville. So
look, no one goes for the milk that's been on the shelf for longer. You know what I mean?
Let's turn into, like, yogurt. It's gonna go yogurt. Okay, I'm branding that. Honestly, like, I don't get it. I don't get the brand.
Congratulations on turning to cheese before me.
Congratulations on having curds. Like, what are you, like, Iraq? I don't know. By the way, I did pour out some milk with curds today, so it's very timely in my life. It was going to go into the smoothie, and I was like, I'll check this milk first before we make the smoothie. And guess what? The milk had turned itself into a smoothie.
Oh, gross.
So speaking of curdled milk, Ramona shows up, and she's like, hey,
hi,
sexy.
Hi. Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, sexy.
Hey, sexy. Oh, hoi. Hoi. Hoi.
She's just, like, waving to random people in the street, like... People are taking pictures of her and saying, Ramona, Ramona, in her mind. She's like, it's me, Ramona Singer. Hoi, hoi, hoi.
How many limes do we have today?
Hoi. Hoi.
So there's just, like, a lot of, like, cross-cutting and conversations. And at one point, Bethany starts talking to this guy named Milos. Who she's trying to set him up with Sonia. She's like, this is a guy for Sonia. This is perfect. I can totally see him with Sonia right now. You know Sonia? He's like, yeah, I know Sonia. She's like, yeah, so, you know, you because Sonia. He's like, I know Sonia very well. Let's put it that way.
Ah, so you already been to that rodeo, huh?
He's like, no. Let's just say my plant used to have 5 leaves, and now it has 4. Okay?
All right. Was the Sonia rodeo like a bull trying to kill a guy with, like, a red thing? Or was it like a car that clowns just kept coming out of? Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Which was it?
Like, honestly, like, were you on it for 8 seconds or longer? Like, honestly, like, if you did, that's amazing. It's a miracle. Like, I'm a clown. Like, honestly, I'm going to bring out, like, the red thing and just, like, wave it. Like, honestly, like, you know what? Like, be careful. You're going to get gored. You know, it's like the running of the bulls. And when I say bulls, I'm talking about bullshit because that's all she is.
So then they start passing around this old man. Like, he's like the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
And Sonia's like, Ramona, how could you flirt with my man again? You know he's mine. I'm like, it doesn't look, when you're a slut and you sleep with half the city, you don't get to just put a flag inside of them. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's like a Pokemon game with Sonia. She's like, I already caught that one, Ramona.
I've been walking on these streets for hours and I finally caught it. So then Bethany finally comes face to face with Ramona for the first time since that thing. And, you know, Bethany lives up to her word. She's going to be cordial, but her version of cordial is, hi, how are you?
Hey, hi.
But Ramona, she's also trying to be cordial, and her version is just to nod and stare with her eyes really big.
It's like, hi, how are you? Hi, 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 hi.
And Bethany says, this is Ramona when she's being plasticky. Like, seriously, I can't. Like, dolphins would get stuck in her in the ocean. That's how plastic she is right now.
Literally, I can't. Like, what is it, The Graduate? Like, plastics? Honestly, I'm not going to. Like, just put me at the bottom pole. So Luann and Tom arrive. And this is the first time that Bethany actually gets to meet Tom. And she comes up and she's like, hi. You know, sorry if I caused you any drama. And he just grits his teeth and goes, so nice to meet you in person.
So what are you doing for the holiday? She's like,
oh, Mom, I'm going to this wedding in Palm Beach. Just kidding.
This is why he and Luann are actually perfect for each other, because they are great at gritting their teeth and passive-aggressively asking how someone is.
Yeah, it's like nothing ever happened. It's totally fine.
Yes.
I thought it was hilarious that she'd never met Tom before. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was surprised, too. I thought everyone had met Tom.
Tom. So the best part of all of this for me was Dorinda, because, of course, Dorinda starts drinking and drinking throughout the night. And at first she's like, "Hey, everybody, here we go. We've got the big right. Whoever wants the Kleenex that Sonia found behind the toilet when John Kennedy was over. $5. And then they weren't. So, like, towards the end, she's like, "Listen, I told us back and just not give anybody any drinks until there's some bids." She's going crazy. "How could you? I rented a room. I got a bartender. There's a necklace made out of clamshells.
I made it nice. So, so while she's doing that, Carol starts talking to a woman named Barbara, who I also known as the litigant. Girl. Now, you heard about this story? This crazy story?
The litigant? No, tell me.
Oh. So, this woman, Barbara, she signed a release and all that stuff, and I'm sure there were signs that they said, if you were in this room, you're being taped. She didn't really realize the intricacies of reality TV. And so, when she had this whole conversation with Carol, which we're about to talk about, she thought she was off camera because the cameras were not there. But they were both still mic'd. And so, she filed an emergency lawsuit like 2 days ago to try to get Bravo to not air this episode. And basically the judge was like, no. And the judge was super snarky and was saying things like, "I mean, I think it's for the greater good that all of America gets to see, you know, all their fans get to see them." And essentially this woman tried to stop this show from airing because she talked shit about Luann and didn't realize she was on camera, and the judge threw it out.
Oh, so that's why they didn't show Barbara. I was wondering.
Because because she wasn't on camera. It was all off camera.
Oh, that was so good. Carol's like,
"Oh, everything's great. I mean, Dorinda almost had a nervous breakdown about not getting rid of those year-old peanut M&M she got from John."
And Barbara's like, "Well, you know, I just feel so bad for Luann because she knows what's going on. And Tom's still going to the Regency, and he's still making out with people, and I just feel so bad for her."
Well, the exact quote, the exact quote is, well, what happened was that Carol asked Barbara if she's excited about the wedding, and she's like, "No, I'm not excited about it, because honestly, I think that she, as in Luann, has something to prove. She'd rather go through with it and get a divorce than call it off." And then she says, "There's so many rumors that he hangs at the Regency still and hooks up with women. That's pathetic."
Well, look, I know that she's probably knowing she's going to get a divorce later, but she's kissing ass so she doesn't have to sign a prenup. And you know what? At our age, that's called a retirement plan. Okay? She's putting her next couple of years in to pay for her, you know, her chateau. We have a flat in Palm Beach. Like, they're not flats in Palm Beach, you fucking snob. They're apartments, Luann.
Seriously. And that was pretty much the end of the episode. Look at this, Ronnie. You get to go gallivant around the streets and try to find these people.
I have to put clothes on now. It has been so fun walking around here in my underwear. I jumped on the bed a couple of times. I've been eating Mike and Ike's. What a day.
Well, I really need to have my smoothie breakfast because it's 11:55 a.m. So I am going to go do that. Everyone, stay tuned. Tomorrow we have Southern Charm Savannah. Which we had a lot of fun doing. Oh, also, check out Huffington Post. There's a whole thing where we were interviewed. We have a link to it on our Facebook page. So check that out and, you know, have a great Thursday, everyone.
Yeah, everybody. Friday. We will see you next week. Well, for us, tomorrow. It's next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow for Savannah, which is a really fun episode. But, you know, for actual time, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye everyone. Everybody. And bye, Ben.
Bye, Ronnie.
Love ya.